Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, friends of the National Treasures podcast. It's me, Will. It's new episode day. Now, you join me in a very small hotel room at the Edinburgh Festival, where I've been doing a show for the last couple of days. It's been going very well. And Laura have been camping, and she's hurt her foot, so let's send her the best wishes. Now, unfortunately, due to some technical issues, today's planned episode is going to be a little bit late. Now, we decided to give you, halfway through the series, a taster episode of our patron-only podcast, Years and Years, and that was going to be episode 5 or 6, but due to said issues on the technical side, we're releasing that a little bit earlier. So please enjoy this free taster of Years and Years. If you enjoy it, you can sign up to our Patreon on patreon.com/nationaltreasures. And there's absolutely hundreds of them. They go up every Thursday. But for now, please take your bonus earlier than expected, and we'll be back with a fresh dose of National Treasures next Wednesday. Have a wonderful week. Goodbye. Hello, patrons. Welcome to Years and Years, your little slice of reward for being a patron of the National Treasures podcast. I am Will Duggan, and you are?
I'm Laura Lex. I always am.
You always are. And do you know what? You do it very well.
Thank you.
It's a part you play well. So I'm going to be interviewing you today, Laura, aren't
you
I?
You sure are. Oh, God.
It really does show, and I think we've said it before, how it is just a number we pull off the top of our heads, because sometimes they're dog shit.
Oh, honestly, if this was a year, you would be worried about it causing a bushfire, because it is so dry. It's so dry, Will. It's so dry. And the problem with it was, when I started researching it, and you go to the list of events, and I was like, great, this is going to be no problem. Everything here looks quite interesting. And then none of them were. Like, not a one. Not at all. And they all were like, oh, God, you'll see. I'll say to you, okay, this happened. And you'll go, well, there you go. There's an event. And then I'll go, yeah, but that's literally it. That line there, that is as interesting as that got.
It did happen. And I do hope that you want no more information, because happening is enough.
Yeah. Oh.
So what year are we going to be doing, Laura?
Okay, so you gave me 11-11.
I did.
Okay, so...
Oh, the woods.
Yep. First interesting fact about 11-11, it sort of looks like a load of hurdles.
Yeah, or half of one side of a centipede.
Yes, or it
half
could,
a spider.
It could be somebody counting on the bar and gate system.
Yeah, or it could be
a. Four?
It could be a sound technician testing a microphone, and he's forgotten the other word he has to say.
Yes.
One. What's the bar and gate system?
You know where you do like 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you cross them off for 5.
Oh, tallies, like
yeah.
Tallying.
Yeah.
Is that called the bar and gate system?
I don't know. I confidently said it was, though, didn't I?
Yeah, and if you're listening to this back, you'll notice that I just agreed, like I knew what that was. And I thought, I've got to pick her up on this.
What's she
I want to learn
about?
A thing.
If you multiply 11 by 11, you get 121. And
yeah,
then
okay.
if you add the middle two ones of 11, 11, you get 2. And that also makes 121.
So Bush did 9/11?
Yeah, chemtrails.
This is a dry year, isn't it? Because you've given me nothing.
It's so boring.
What day of the week did it start on, Laura?
It started on a Sunday. And even that annoys me because it's 1-1-1-1. Start on Monday. Will's yawning but gesticulating madly to me that he's actually okay with that.
I've worked at quite a few places where the week starts on a Sunday.
All right, okay, yeah, sure. Oh, God, Will. Okay. So it started on a Sunday. Oh, God. I just don't even know how to begin to make this interesting.
Who was on the throne?
Where?
The UK, England.
Henry. I think Henry the First.
Ah, Henry. Good
no,
for
Henry
him.
The Fifth. I don't know. He didn't do anything. Even if he was interesting.
It was the second eldest son of William the Conqueror. Which makes sense, because William the Conqueror, William the Second, Henry the First. William the Second, the eldest son of William the Conqueror, was killed out hunting. So his younger brother, Henry, took over as king, Henry the First.
Yeah, that happened.
Is that the most interesting fact we're going to hear this episode, Laura?
Oh, God, it might be. All right, so let's do a birth first.
Please.
Do you remember when you did a year a little while ago and we were chatting about Portugal quite a lot?
We were.
So in 1111 is the birth of a guy who goes on to become Afonso the First of Portugal, who was the first ever king of Portugal.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. He nicked the rulership off his mum and became the Count of Portugal. And then he sort of went on via various battles to create the independent kingdom of Portugal. And Portugal was a country and he was king number one.
So was it sort of connected to another country before the independence of the...
Yes, it was all very messy and like it was like regions rather than a whole country. And I think he...
Rather than a sovereign
more
nation.
Yeah, they had some power, but then he like fully got it independence and was like, everybody else out.
You'd treat yourself to a bit of Nando's, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Afonso, he's the king now. He's not even the king now of Portugal. It didn't even happen now. He was just born. So a baby was born. That's fact number one. There was a baby who would go
You're
on.
You're so annoyed.
I'm really annoyed. I haven't had a really boring year yet, and it was boring.
This is how the birth works, though. You can't be like, and this person's born this year. They did fuck all at this point. It was shitting themselves. That's how being born works. So, yeah, King Afonso the First, independent Portugal. Not now, though. He's just sucking at tit and shitting himself. What's the point of any of this?
Wow, them seagulls at your house are really kicking off.
I live right by the sea, though, don't I?
They love Afonso the First of Portugal.
Well, I think they like it more than you do.
Well, it's just, I like to have one fact from each episode that I think like, oh, I could pull that out at a dinner party and we could have a chat about it, you know. But this isn't even, it's not even like, oh, do you know when Portugal became a country? Do you know when they got its first king? It's just like, do you know when he was born? When did it happen? I don't know. I didn't get given that year. I'm a bit tired.
You can't stop talking. This is your episode.
Okay.
You are in such a sulk because 11/11. This is how I felt for, what was the episode I did where...
12/10.
Oh, God, it was... Do you know what?
It got Screw a very you. High number on Ron's years, though, 12/10.
Yeah, but Ron's cool as beans. Oh, my God, do you want to hear something funny? I was talking to Ron yesterday. Mm. We're going to the pub this evening, in fact. And he said, I'll see you at the White Rabbit at 6:30. He, of course, meant the White Rabbit. But that missing T made me laugh a lot.
You're coming to see me do a gig tonight.
I am, with your brother.
Yeah. I'm the coolest person in the world. Hey, last night I gigged with The Noise Next Door, right? And in one of the scenes, I had to give first... Robin and then Sam a piggyback, and I bloody did it.
It's because you're strong as balls, but I'm... don't think for a second you're going to worm out of telling me about 11/11 by telling me about yesterday.
Yesterday was more interesting than 11/11.
Do you not realise that I know what this record is for? I've got in my diary 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Laura and Will. Laura talking about 11:11. That's it. It's in my diary for the next 45 minutes. And you've told me nothing apart from you've stomped around.
A baby was you've born. On a
baby
Sunday.
Was born.
No, he wasn't.
That you didn't like. You didn't like that the baby was born.
I love that he was born.
You're just like, well, that's it. He's done. It's incredible. Every time we've done a birth, we've been like, and this child would go on to do. Yeah. But this time you're like, but he did fuck all in 11:11. What's the, is it just William where the little girl next door, I'll scream till I'm thick. And she like stamps her feet. That's you because you've not got your way with the year.
Fine. All right.
Got my little letter opener sword.
Oh, yeah, that is cool. Will's got a little tiny sword, like a little cutlass. What year's that from?
I got it in 2015 from McCundliff Comedy Festival. I did my show at 2016, sorry, at the junk shop, you know, on the main stretch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the guy was like, oh, please take something as a memento of your time. So I took a tiny little sword letter opener.
Yeah, that's cool. Do you ever get sent letters?
Bills. Next fact, please.
Okay. Next, we've got a death. Quite a cool death, I suppose.
Is that it? Just the one birth, is it?
Yeah. I mean, we can go through some more births if you want, but...
No, you've created the episode.
It would just... No, oh, God, grow up, Will. Okay.
Though I will read a text that you sent me yesterday. Can we move the recording? I've fallen behind. I promise I'll do the most amount of research we've ever had for any year.
I have done loads of research, but it was all boring.
I'll do, and then in block capitals, the best research for it. And then 6 hours later, 11:11 sucks.
Yeah, it does. Do you know what? I sat doing this backstage at a gig. That's what a nerd I am. I spent all of last night. I could have been smoking crack and licking vaginas with all the other comedians, but I wasn't.
Smoking crack and licking crack.
Yeah, but I sat trying to wrestle something interesting about this turd of a year.
All right, so
there's a death.
First king of independent Portugal. A lot of people say that's a win. He's born. Laura fucking hates it. Who dies?
Okay, Abu Hamad al-Ghazali dies. He was one of the greatest Islamic philosophers, second only to Muhammad on Islamic theory.
And that's brilliant.
Yeah,
that's a great thing.
He died. So he was sometimes nicknamed the proof of Islam. Excuse me, burped during that. No offence, Abu Hamad al-Ghazali. He was sometimes nicknamed the proof of Islam because he... had a really good life, I think. He liked to write about happiness. When he was only 35, he became the professor of theology at Baghdad University. And then he got that job. And he was like, well, how do you be happy? How do you sort of have a religion that isn't just about following little rules, but is more about truly combining the religion into your life to make yourself happy? And then he worked out that being a professor of theology at Baghdad was not the way to do this. So he just left all his possessions. He went to live with some monks for a while. He did a pilgrimage to Mecca, and he did a lot of writing about happiness and how to be happy.
That's a fantastic person to talk about.
Yes. He sounds...
I'm very surprised that there was a university.
Yeah, it sounds super modern, doesn't it? He sounds like he wasn't particularly fun to have at parties.
A lot of these guys weren't, though.
No. The tragic condition of man is that our eyes have been so distracted by physical things and pleasure that we have lost the ability to see the unseen. This is why people are so unhappy. They are trying to relieve this pain in the soul by recourse to physical pleasure, but physical pleasure cannot relieve a pain that is essentially spiritual. The only answer to our condition is a pleasure which comes not from the body, but from self-knowledge.
Yeah. Push pineapple, shake the tree.
So he's dead and everybody starts having fun at parties again.
Here's a question about theology and history that you might know or could certainly have a guess on. You know Jesus?
Intimately. wink.
Because he's like the big boy in Christianity, mm-hmm. right? They also love him in Islam.
Mm-hmm.
They love him in Judaism. Like, he's a big boy for three of your major world religions, okay?
I thought they didn't like him in Judaism.
They don't think he's the Messiah.
But he's still a prophet.
A prophet, yeah. He's not the Messiah. Similarly, in Islam, he's just another prophet. But, like, he's they love him. So, you've got the Bible, and he's mentioned in the Quran, and possibly the Talmud, probably not, because it's older. The point is, a lot of references. Is there any historical reference for Jesus? Like, Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor of Judea, he was a real bloke. Like, he's in the Roman records. Was there like, oh yeah, and then AD 33, the king of the Jews, lads, we put him to the cross. Like, is there any of that?
Because would it have been like a big deal then? Wouldn't it have just have been like they put down a small cult that isn't massive yet?
No, but what I mean is, totally, but the Romans kept records.
Yeah.
Like, is there a record of around this time?
The Roman historian and senator Tacitus referred to Christ, his execution by Pontius Pilate, and the existence of early Christians in Rome in his final work, Annals. So, yes.
Cool. Next death.
Next death. Robert II, Count of Flanders, he died.
The energy level is absolutely tip-top, isn't it? It has not dropped from start to finish. We've come in full of energy and we have not let up for a second. How many sighs in the episode? Zero. How many times did Laura go? None. None, of course not. Why would you do that? This is the one that people pay for. Robert II of Flanders.
Yeah, he died. So, sorry about that, Flanders.
Who was he, please?
He was Robert. He was the second Robert who had ever been the Count of Flanders. He...
And what did he do?
He was known as Bob to his mates. Robbie.
The best in block capitals research.
Bertie to his aunts.
No, that's Albert, isn't
Bobert
it?
Bobert to people who couldn't pronounce Robert. Right, so Robert II of Flanders. Maybe this year is interesting and I was just mad at it. I don't know. He joined the First Crusade in 1095. Did the internet cut out there? What has happened, dear? Can you still hear me? Where were we up to?
Robert II of Flanders, Bobbert to his friends.
Bobbert to his friends. The First Crusade started in 1095, led by Pope Urban II. Robert, he's up for that. He's well in. He's all over it. He was really good at crusading. He was one of the big boys of crusading.
What exactly are the Crusades?
So it's where the Pope said, look, Jerusalem is where our religion is set, but everybody that lives there isn't Christian. This needs to be sorted out. Can everybody that's a boy with a sword in Europe jump on a horse and get over here and we're going to fight them all?
Right, and that happened, did it?
They did, yeah. And it was like what you did to make a load of money, to gain a load of glory, and then you came home a winner.
Where, of course, Robin Hood had been in the film Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Absolutely. And why Prince John is like the baddie and why the sheriff was raiding taxes, because this glorious king that everyone was like, if the king would only come home and fix everything. And it was like, the king's got no intention of coming home, mate. He's out hanging out with his lads, having a brilliant time. And he's the one meaning that the taxes are going up because he's taking all your money to fight people who were just trying to live where they lived.
I could go on a crusade, couldn't I, with my little sword?
You could, with your tiny brass sword.
Which is not euphemism for my penis. This isn't a joke we're doing. It is average-sized.
And brass. He was so good at crusading that his nickname is Robert of Jerusalem.
Wow, and he's definitely not, though, is he? From Jerusalem, I mean.
No, he's not. No, he's from Flanders.
From Flanders.
He was key in the Siege of Antioch, and I sort of thought, oh, I bet the Siege of Antioch is cool. It was a Siege of Antioch. It was exactly what you're imagining from the words, the Siege of Antioch.
Where's Antioch?
It is just near Unclock. He, on his way home from the Crusades, he brought home a relic. What relic do you think he brought home?
Jesus's dick.
Not a bad guess. St. George's arm.
The one of a dragon?
I mean, in theory, who knows with relics? They're never actually what people think they are they? But yeah, stopped off in Turkey, got St. George's arm. Boop, boop, ba-doo.
Very, very big in the Catholic Church in France, relics. We did quite a few churches in France. They're like, do you want to see St. George's knuckle? Not really.
Yeah, they're not so big over here because they got rid of them all when we switched over to boring Christianity.
Okay, so he's Robert II. Is he dead or born?
He's going to die. So he comes home from Flanders, but he can't stop fighting. He just fights and fights and fights. He fights the Pope for a bit for rule of Flanders. He was going to fight the English. No, he did fight for the English. But then Henry I was like, hey, guess who I'm not paying? It's you, Bobbert. And Bobbert got real angry about this and switched sides. Ah, fought for France because he didn't get his paycheck. And then he was having a big battle in France on the 5th of October 1111 and he fell off his horse and got trampled to death.
Absolute wounder for him. Well, fatal wounder, really.
Yeah. Dead off a horse. Off a horse. He was horsed to death.
Horsed to death.
So those are my deaths. They are quite, you know, yeah.
I'll be honest, the only thing that's let this year down thus far is your delivery of it.
Piss off. It's sort of like, it was so sad reading about that, really, because you're like reading about Abu Hamid al-Ghazali, sorry, and he's all this like real interesting guy that's like, oh, the truth of happiness, you know, how can we be happy, heavy philosophy, and then all these sort of hooligans are just charging in like, we're gonna hit you with metal things. It's like, oh god,
you're not doing it proper, Abu. I think we are.
Yeah, I think we actually might be a bit more. No, okay, cool, beheading, good. So those are my deaths. All right, now we get into the real cool stuff.
Thank God.
There was a council meeting in Ireland.
Okay.
So that happened.
You've got to have more.
You'd think, wouldn't you?
I mean, at least tell me where.
It was the Synod of Rathbresil.
Okay.
So Ireland over the last couple of hundred years had been quite ravaged by Viking and Danish invaders and Christianity was struggling. The Irish seemed to have been a bit like, do you know what? I'm going to go back to paganism. We just keep getting murdered and pillaged and I'm not interested in it. This God's doing nothing. So there was a big synod. I think it was about 300 odd bishops all turned up and they divided Ireland into the parishes that we know it by today to basically, I guess, make the admin of the church easier. So they created a lot of admin.
So you're saying that nearly 1,000 years ago, there was a meeting, a synod.
Yeah.
And they drew lines into the parishes of Ireland that we still
stop pretending that you would have found this interesting if you'd done this research, William.
I think I'd have pretended to have finded it slightly more interesting.
Finded it? No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. Because you go like, oh, what was the Synod of Rathbresil? What happened? 300 bishops all met up and one of them had an affair and one of them got into a sword fight over a cream pie. And then it's like, they just drew all over Ireland, covered it in lines, and there we go. Everyone went home again. Boring.
And those boundaries are still adhered to in, and I'd say the fact that Ireland was thinking of giving up Christianity. Can you imagine?
Well, the people in charge weren't. It was only the normal people.
Yes, but if Ireland today, if you didn't think of it as a Christian nation, insane. Wow, what a brilliant fact. What a brilliant event
I hate that you're leaning so hard into finding this year. This is really annoying. Because when you were like 12 10's dog shit, I was like, Will, I've got your back. This is dog shit. But now I've had a
but
dog shit.
12 10 was dog shit.
So's this. It was a fucking meeting.
A very important meeting.
Piss off. All right.
I'm going to get a tattoo on my chest that just says Synod of Wrathbone.
Good, you do that, because that's not even what it was called, you loser. Henry V is crowned Holy Roman Emperor.
Henry V of where?
Germany.
Cool, great.
It was a bit messy. He sort of turned up and the Pope was like, no, I'm not going to crown you. Because they were having a big barney at the time, the popes and the Roman emperors. But then a couple of months later, the Pope did it. So,
and it's mad that even though like the Roman Empire was dog shit by this point, they still had Roman emperors. Yeah. Fair play, Rome.
Fair.
Shout out to Rome.
Play indeed to the Romans. Okay, there was the Battle of Shaizar, which was a crusade battle.
Boring.
It was a battle. I read so many accounts to be like, there's got to be somebody that scaled a wall and a thing happened. And no, there was a battle. It was about 2 weeks. It was a stalemate. Eventually, the Crusaders retreated. But it was what it was. There was a headline that was like, there were riots in Baghdad. And I was like, let's go and look at this. And the sort of chief judge of Baghdad, who'd been campaigning to get help to fight off invaders, the leaders weren't doing it. So he organized a riot of locals, and then they did get the help.
Right, good. That's a good story.
Very boring, isn't it?
Yeah, that one, rubbish.
But it was all like that, Will. I don't know why you're being so mean.
Whoa. I said it wasn't rubbish and I was in trouble. Then I said it was rubbish and I'm in trouble.
Because you said that one was rubbish, like all the others have been interesting, but I haven't made them interesting. Because I thought when I looked at it, I thought,
not every year.
Crusades, yeah. But then the stuff about the Crusades is just so like... like, and nothing real big crusade-y seemed to happen this year. It was all like, there was a siege. A siege was exactly as you imagine a siege to be, and that was generally very uninteresting to the overall result.
It wasn't a big siege in the turning fortunes of either side. It wasn't the first siege. It wasn't the last siege. It wasn't the first time this kind of weaponry was used, or the last time this kind of weaponry was used.
No.
It was just our battle that happened in our war.
Would you rather be in a big battle or in a siege?
Which side of the siege am I on?
You're being besieged.
No, I don't think I'd like that.
So you'd rather just be in a battle?
Can I have a sword?
Yes. You can have a sword and one throwing spear. Are you fiddling with your microphone?
I was just thinking about the siege. sorry, fiddling. Give me a battle instead. Because the siege, you're just constantly getting hungrier and hungrier and running out of things, and then, you know, end up eating your own shit or whatever happens.
I think you'd make a good infantryman. I could see you being an infantryman.
I think I'd make a superb general.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What experience?
I'd say things like, I'm quite good at Call of Duty.
If you had to be in a battle in any era, what battle would you go for?
Robots.
Oh, so just you'd be a remote guy sitting in a...
Of course I would, because if the option is that or get hacked to death by some pissed off Frenchman in a field in 1300.
But you're going to have to murder so many people if you're...
Good.
Oh, well. I don't know if I could live with that. What's that film where people are playing video games and they don't know that it's...
War Games, isn't it?
Maybe.
Yeah, the video game is in fact real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the thing is, it's not good, is it, to kill hundreds of people with a drone, but...
But you do it.
Well, if the option is that, or go and sit in, like, a trench, yeah.
Yeah. The trenches sound the worst.
I get it's cowardly. And I'm not, you know, history won't look well on people like me who love a bit of droning people. I don't like droning people, though.
I've got it on record now that you do.
Or maybe like space fight.
Oh, I hate space. I'm very scared of space.
Are you?
I think I'd go back and be like a Celtic archer.
What? No, because think of everything else that goes around. It's not nice.
Yeah, but think about it.
I have done.
Abu Hamid al-Ghazali would be really proud of me because I'd have given up all my possessions and gone and got back in one with my soul.
What are you on about?
Is an aeroplane going through your house? What the bloody hell is that noise?
It's not an aeroplane.
Oh.
Hang on, just open the door and is it a Learjet smashing out of my kitchen?
You said you like drones!
Oh, God, what a terrible bit of irony. Laura, do you have a big finish for me?
Well, kind of. Kind of.
Go on then.
It's not good, though. So you need to be real interesting about everything I give you here so that we don't disappoint the listeners.
Wow.
That's really good. Okay. My big finish is...
Wow!
Cadogan ap Bledin.
That's a bit like my name.
Is it? Oh, yeah, I suppose Duggan, yes. I mean, I think it's pronounced Cadogan. It's C-A-D-W-G-A-N.
Cadogan, sure.
Do you reckon? Yeah, Cadogan ap Bledin. He was a Welsh prince. I think we'd all guess that from the name. Blethyn, would it be?
Two Ds is a th in Welsh.
Okay, Blethyn. Okay. He was a Welsh prince. I think it was Powys, around the Powys area. He had lots of lands in Wales. He was involved in a lot of skirmishes through his life. So there's all sorts of fighting, some with King Henry of England, some with other Welsh princes and stuff. And he is going to die in 1111. And he is killed by Mad Dog, ap Rhyd, I think. R-H-I-R-Y-D. Rory? I don't know. Anyway. Now, Cadogan... The most interesting thing about him was his son, Owain.
Owain Glyndŵr.
No, sadly not. Owain ap Bleffin. Same surname, from the same place. What do you think Owain did?
Owain ap Bleffin. So he does something in sort of the early 12th century.
Mm-hmm.
Does he roust the English?
He doesn't. He nicks a bird.
Wow.
Yeah. So Owain was Cadogan's son. And Owain hears about his second cousin, who is apparently very sexy.
I love sexy people. One day I hope to be one.
Yeah. You are sexy, Will.
I am sexy.
You are. Owain hears on the grapevine that he's got a sexy cousin. And he's like, hang on a minute. Why has no one told me about my sexy cousin?
Yeah, we've all been there. Hey, I haven't seen you since we were 8, and this has filled out deliciously.
No wonder Mama's told me not to come to the family reunions. She knows I'm going to kiss my cousin. Yeah.
Have you kissed the cousin?
No. Super related to my cousins, so kissing them would be even grosser than kissing a normal cousin.
What?
What?
You're super related to them.
Yeah. So my mum's brother married my dad's sister. So I've got a set of cousins that are like practically siblings.
You kiss one of your cousins and then you just immediately grow a second head.
Yeah. We're having frog babies. They look so weirdly like us too. No. But even my normal cousins. Either. Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
You have. You seem like a cousin kisser.
There's only really one... cousin of the right biological sex.
If you had to kiss one of your cousins, which one would you kiss?
Well, if I had to kiss one of my cousins, it would probably be Hannah, just because the others are far too young.
Oh, how young are your cousins? Have you got kid cousins?
No, not kids anymore, but like, there's me, James, Andrew and Hannah that are sort of the same, like, Hannah's a bit older than Andrew, but like with the same sort of age bracket. Then there's like 10, 15 years. So, like, I've got cousins in their early 20s. I've got cousins in their late teens still. So just for, you know, if you break into societal taboos,
break as few as possible, so I'll have to kiss Hannah. But it'd be very difficult, because she's a nice girl. I get on very well with Hannah, but she lives in Canada, and she's getting married.
Imagine flying all the way to Canada to kiss your cousin. Becca would leave you.
I think that'd be fair, though. Yeah. Where's Will gone? My Becca, sit down. You won't believe this.
He's cleared out your savings and gone to Canada to kiss his only cousin of kissable age.
His only societalist. Also, and I can't stress this enough, I don't want to kiss Hannah.
What's wrong with poor Hannah? Hannah, oh, she's great, if you're listening, I'll kiss you, babe.
She's a very attractive girl, don't get me wrong, but I don't want to kiss her.
You fancy your cousin!
Yeah, mate, your cousins are your sisters, back off!
Okay, so Owain, though, his cousin doesn't live in Canada.
And she's very sexy.
And she's sexier than Hannah, if you can believe that. This woman has turned... We'll
put a picture of Hannah on Instagram.
This woman is the sexiest woman in 12th century Wales. So then Cadogan, Owain's dad, has a big family gathering, and Owain sees her and is like, "Papow, the rumours were true. My cousin, whose name is Nest..."
Nest!
Yeah. Sexy Nesty. That's what they called her back in the day.
Nest!
Yeah. Yeah.
Owain, who do you think is the sexiest girl in all of Powys? It's probably my cousin Nest, actually.
Do you know who's best? Nest.
Nest.
Nest the best.
Do you know who's fine? Worst. Do you know who's fine? Owain.
You can see why these cousins were meant to be together, right?
Oh, boy.
Oh, sexy Owain Nest. So, Fine Owain and Sexy Nesty, they must lock eyes across this dinner table, right? Because the next thing we know, it's near Christmas, sometime in December, and Owain and 15 friends burrow...
Bloody hell. 15?
All kisser. No, they.
Who's got 15 mates?
Well, what? If you wouldn't have 15 mates, they'd get on the plane with you to Canada to go and kiss Anna.
No.
I'd come. That's one. You only need 14
more. One of my cousins is dead fit. Would you mind burrowing into house and kidnapping her? Absolutely. Put that in a WhatsApp group. You get a lot of people leaving immediately.
I reckon you'd have a surprising number of friends that would be up for that. I know your friends and they're up for weird shit. Pete Otway, he'd be well in the club for this.
Oh, Otway. Otway would bring his own spade.
He'd bring his own cousin. What about 7 friends and they all bring a cousin?
Fit, though.
Everybody's got to bring their fittest cousin.
Great.
Deal.
I've met some of Pete Otway's cousins. He can bring a few of them. I'll say that for nothing.
Would you kiss Pete Otway's cousins?
Of course I would. I'd kiss his wife, given half a chance.
Poor Hannah. She must be feeling real sad now. She's just been tossed aside like yesterday's cousin. Right, so Owain and his 7 mates and their 8 cousins... They turn up at the castle where Sexy Nesty lives and they burrow under the castle gate and they kidnap her and her children and then they set fire to the...
Oh, she's got kids, has she?
Yeah, she's... Oh, she's married. Did I not tell you this?
No.
Oh, sorry. So Nest is married to someone else, another guy, Robert somebody, I think.
Whose cousin is he?
He is my cousin. He is Bobbert of Jerusalem, and okay. Nest is married. He's not really. He's just, I think he was called Robert. Anyway, they burrow under the castle gate, they kidnap her and her children, and then they set fire to the castle that she was just quite happily minding her own business living in.
Right.
Her husband manages to escape through a wardrobe and get out.
Famously, they sort of... Don't lead anywhere.
He ended up in Narnia.
In one instance, the wardrobe leads somewhere.
Oh no, hang on. My autocorrect has changed that. Garderobe, not wardrobe.
Right, what's a garderobe?
A garderobe is... Oh, it is a wardrobe. Ah, well done, autocorrect. You just updated that and made it a younger word. It's a wardrobe.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Maybe like a changing room kind of a thing. And he managed to get out of the burning castle through that.
So Owain nicks a woman and her kids.
He's nicked her and her children. He's taken her away. The husband gets out and is fuming. He is furious. So...
Well, I think rightly so as well.
Yeah. So then Richard de Beaumaris, who is the justiciary guy of Shropshire, he's like...
Castle in North Wales, of course.
Guys, you can't just go around stealing nests off
people. No, you can't.
You're not allowed. It's against the rules. I know it's only the 12th century and we don't have many laws yet, but one of them is don't nick your cousins.
Women have got very few rights. Unfortunately, lads, one of them is... You can't nick them, their kids, and set fire to their house.
Yeah, but you could if she wasn't married. But
it's PC gone mad.
You've upset her husband, and that we will not stand for. So Richard de Beaumaris bribes a load of local guys and is like, lads, you've got to attack Owain and his dad, Cadogan. They've done a beastly thing here. You've got to invade their lands of prowess. So this happens. Owain gets on a boat and flees to Ireland. He's gone. I think he gives Nest back. They stop talking about her quite quickly. But Cadogan, the one that we're actually talking about...
Yeah, I know. We've mentioned him for a while, have we?
No. Oh, the year was so boring. Cadogan surrendered to the king and lost all his lands. He got them back a couple of years later off the king, but he had to pay a £100 fine, which is basically the same for speeding. So not bad. Nick a whole woman. And he had to promise never to speak to his son again, Owain. So that's very sad. But then obviously we come to 1111 and Cadogan gets killed in a land dispute with Madog. After Cadogan dies, Madog nicks some of his lands and Owain inherits more of them. Owain comes back from Ireland, back to Powys, and manages to capture Madog. And as revenge for killing his dad, he blinded him.
Right.
But hardly any of that happened in 1111 or to the person, to the guy that died in 1111. But it was 1111 adjacent, and it was the most interesting thing I read in the 8 hours I spent researching. So it's going in the episode. Boop, 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 boop.
Perfect. Great work. Great work, Laura. You've really taken a turd and polished it. Shall we pass over to see what Ron thought of last episode?
Yes, let's find out what Ron thought of the year 1946.
It's Ron's years.
11.
And there we go. Good, I imagine, thinking Ron.
Or, whoa, he hated it. Or, whoa, he loved it. Or, average.
Yeah. That was an appropriate response to the year, Ron. Thank you. Do you have a year for me, Laura?
I do. Here we go. I'm gonna mess with our rule. Well, so far we've been trying to sort of sporadically investigate history from time to time, haven't we? I would like to give you the year 1642.
Okay.
Which is the year after the first year we ever did. Because I want to see how this show works when the year is right up next to one we've already done.
1642.
Yeah.
You do realise, of course, I'm going to have to go back and listen to 1641 now.
Well, that shouldn't be hard work for you. It's a great episode.
But I don't pay the patron, so I can't get to it.
You give me a fiver and I'll let you listen to it to do your research.
Right. Well, thank you so much for being a patron, patrons.
Yeah, thanks, patrons. Sorry Will picked that shitty, shitty year.
And I'm sorry Laura dealt with it in a shitty, shitty way.
Hey, look, don't cancel your patron this week, all right? Just give us one more week to earn your trust back.
Also, I have noticed a lot of you have nominated us for the People's Choice Award, for the British Podcast Awards. Thanks so much. That's dead nice of you. That's all, really. Like, I mean, get
look
your mates
little to Billy
start the Patreon
being
as well.
Sincere. You're adorable.
But also, I mean, maybe if more of you had done it, you might have won. But there we go. That's
we
the
go.
Issue.
He's got better again.
But
thanks,
but thank you, though. That's really nice of you.
You are a delight. We always love hearing from you, and we love that you listen to this. And we hope that you got something out of the year 1111. Now, let's never think about it again.
One of you send us a fucking email, please.
Oh, my God. Somebody email Will, because he's losing his mind over the... There's loads of emails you can deal with in that inbox.
I know, but I want just one saying hiya. I don't want to do any work.
We've got so much planning for Series 2 that you could do, but you just want to fart about talking to other people.
Yeah, I do. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.